JP, the rain cut Ricky Romero's outing short, but for the 2 innings that he was out there, that's about as good as a guy can be.
Yeah, no, I think that he was going to have a really good game today. You know, unfortunately, the rain came about, but I knew from the beginning, from the get-go, in the pen, all his stuff was good. His stuff was really working. So I think they're, you know, kind of not lucky, but I think that they were on the better half of that fortune because he was going to be pretty good today.
It's amazing to say that with Roy Halladay being on the other side, but you guys got to him in that second inning.
Well, obviously, whenever you're playing against a Doc, you know, a couple runs is a big amount. So we had a couple runs already early, and the way Ricky was throwing the ball, you know, we were gonna like our chances.
It's hard to say after 2 innings and after only 24 pitches, but it really looks like he's right where you want him to be for opening day.
Yeah, he's come a long way. He's really learned himself. You know, there's a ton of different things he could do to attack hitters, and he knows that. And I think opposing guys know that, so it makes their job a lot harder.
As far as you go, 5 days left before opening day, how do you feel?
I feel good. I feel good. My body feels good. Everything feels good. At the plate, I've felt good. It's just, you know, just getting ready little by little, you know. It's those little things that you kind of work in spring training, and you're not worried about the result. You're just trying to get ready for the season.
Ricky made some comments after he came out while I was up doing the rain delay show about the attitude around here. And one of those things he said was that these guys are sick of going home in October. And it really does seem, and I've talked to you about this before this spring, that this isn't just like, hey, every team in the spring goes, we've got a chance. It feels different in here.
Yeah, I would agree. I think there's no one in this clubhouse that's going to make excuses about our division. There's no one in our clubhouse that doubts the talent that we have inside of it and the ability that we have to win games on the field. From top to bottom, you know, you could put our lineup against anybody, and we might be younger, but we definitely have the talent there. So I think, you know, we're in that attitude where we believe it. You know, we believe it, and we're going to keep on buying into it and go out there you know, do well.
And even though all this doesn't count, 22-5 as we speak with a 4-run lead, you might be 23-5. Does that mean something in here?
Well, I mean, it's huge. Obviously, you don't really count it. But I think just winning as a culture, as an organization, you go out there, you win all the games, all these games in spring, it's almost unheard of. And that shows our strength throughout the organization and just you know, how we set the tone to start the game. So I think, you know, you take the good. I'm not a big person on buying into too much in the spring, but you take the good out of it, and obviously there's a lot of good.